Hello, this is John Allsop, and it's your Internet Marketing 5 a Day. Today we're going to start with, well, I just really wanted to say I'm going to be breaking a world record on Sunday, hopefully, for the most drummers in a room, 800, all playing the same tune. If you want to sponsor me, you can do, actually. Let me have a look. justgiving.com/John-Allsop with a capital J and a capital A, A-double-L-S-O-double-P. That would be nice. Okay, moving on. A nice article from... So I talk about information architecture and people glaze over. I mean, it's a very big deal, but, you know, it may not seem like a big deal if you are a small company, a bed and breakfast or whatever. It's simply how you organise information. But as an illustration of the kinds of things that information architects get up to, I've linked to an article about in which an information architect discusses or ponders or explores the idea, share buttons, so Facebook share, Twitter share, that kind of thing, and poses the question, are they sleazy? And wonders about, you know, are these buttons going to be there in 10 years' time? No. So, you know, they're a passing thing. Do you really need them? Just have a look at the article. It's a good article. You know, I won't go into the details of it. You can have a look yourself. I also found a page and just kind of stumbled over this. I can't remember how I got to it, but it's a page of information about weather forecasting. And it's incredibly, it's almost impossible to read it. So there's something terribly wrong with the layout and the presentation of this page. There's bolds, there's underlines, there's bullets, there's italics, there's different colours, the lines are too long, it's there's different sizes of text. It's impossible to read, and I challenge you to read it. So I give you a link to that. And equally, now this came up in my, now I use Pinboard, not Pinterest, Pinboard. When Delicious kind of went all wrong, I moved to Pinboard. Pinboard is a web-based bookmarking tool. So, where you bookmark websites that you like in your browser, then you lose all those bookmarks, usually, when you upgrade your computer, or when it dies, you know, when you change operating system, that kind of thing. And also those bookmarks that you bookmark at home are not available to you at work, and vice versa. And if you know you're traveling with your laptop and you have a desktop machine, you know, you've got different bookmarks on both of those machines, so that's all rubbish. So the idea is to put bookmarks online, and once you put bookmarks online, you can start to share things and see what other people are bookmarking and learn from that. So one of the things with Pinboard, it does cost a little bit to join, but it means that the thing's maintained and so on. Excuse me. So if I bookmark a page, so for instance I bookmarked wefollow.com, and then it says, well, 435 other people have bookmarked wefollow.com. So if I click that, I can see a list of people who've bookmarked that recently. And if I choose one, I can see the kinds of things. There's a word cloud that tells me the kinds of thing subjects or the kinds of tags that this particular person has used when they've bookmarked things. Big in their world is entrepreneurship and startup and WordPress. And I can see their latest bookmarks, or the ones that they've made public. So we've got a WordPress site, a podcast site, PHP, Cake PHP, and so on. So it's all kind of my kind of thing. I can subscribe to them, and they then become one of the people in my network. So if I wake up in the morning, and this is what I tend to do, if I've got a moment, is I'll just click on my network, and my network, what that does is show me, well, I've got now, oh, I don't know how many that is, maybe 100, maybe more people that I've subscribed to in Pinboard, because they find things in the kind of sphere of interest. You know, we share interests, basically, and they're out finding stuff. So what, if I click network, I can see bookmarks from the people who I've chosen to follow. And Pinboard, you know, so the first one, for instance, is London Tower Block residents lose bid to challenge Olympic missiles. It's an article in The Guardian. And there's just one person has tagged that. So that's not particularly interesting. So if I scan down, I can see it's in order, it's in date order. So they've only just tagged that. But so if I scan down, it will show me how many others have bookmarked the bookmarks that I see. So for instance, if I scan down looking for very popular ones, I can see, well, let's just have a look. The Eero programming language, 188 people have bookmarked that. HTTP status codes, 274 people have bookmarked that. Just trying to, the Nifty Mini Drive. That's kind of an ICO Moon. I wonder what that is. So if I click that. Right, so this is a website that provides icons, by the looks of it. So I've, you know, so it's obviously very popular, and so it's, you know, a good resource for me, and I may choose to bookmark it myself. So it's a bit like this StumbleUpon. You can use it that way. So anyway, through that, I came to criterion.com, and I just think that's a good illustration of a test, really. So if you go to criterion.com, spend 5 seconds looking at it and come away, what do you know? And it kind of fails that test. It you get this sense that it's something to do with films, but you don't know whether you can buy stuff, rent stuff, vote for stuff. There's no real sense of it. And I had to really work hard to find out what the site was about, because About Us is in a kind of a second tier of stuff at the bottom. It's not where I'm expecting to see it. So it's a usability problem, I think, for them. I'm sure they're very successful and very happy with how things are. But I'm not. There you go. So that was an illustration of this kind of get somebody to have a look at a website, your website, if you're designing something new. 5 seconds, come away, ask them what it's about. And then finally, if you look at The Counter... So let's see if I can bring that up. I think it's called Twitter Counter. Let's just see. Yep, it's called twittercounter.com. Now, I was just curious. There must be a service, thought I, that shows me how my Twitter following has grown over the years. And this kind of does that a little imperfectly, not exactly what I want, but it would allow you to check your own Twitter growth against a competitor, in fact against two competitors if you wanted to, so you could see whether you're gaining or growing against somebody else in your market. So twittercounter.com, quite like that. And that's about it. So we'll talk again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.